a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
There are a lot of diets out there, you know what I mean? And really, no diet works. It's all about, you know, just doing the best thing for you.
Everything
in moderation.
In moderation, that's
right. You know what I mean? Unless, I mean, there's something in particular that's really going to, you know, get you down. Like gluten. Maybe don't eat that in moderation if you're intolerant to it. Things like that.
Yeah.
Lactose.
Yeah.
Just put down the dairy.
Well, that's an intolerance thing, really, isn't it? Mm. I guess that's still diet related. I'm more thinking like if you're trying to slim down.
Maybe
if you're intolerant to lactose and you're trying to slim down, maybe drink a lot and eat a lot of lactose.
But speak to your healthcare professional because we are not them.
Flush you right out.
Yeah. But this astrologist has gone on the morning show in the UK. So this is with Holly and Philip. So you'd see a lot of their stuff around.
Yeah,
you know
funny,
what I mean? They're really good, right? They're really funny. The guy with the grey hair, so you'd be able to see it.
The
they
lady.
Laugh at
yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
anyway, this chick, her name is Sally. Now, you know that I am all up with weird and wonderful things. Like, I love my crystals.
You've got
and
crystals
meditation.
In your pocket right now. I know you do.
No, I don't. Anyway, and, you know, a whole bunch of things, right? And I'm very open-minded.
Yeah.
But I don't quite know if I can get behind this, right? Especially because I feel like Sally didn't really sell it properly.
Okay.
I'm going to let her explain it. It's called the Zodiac Diet.
Each of the star signs has these different associations. It's a symbolic language. So, I mean, you'll hear a bit when I'm talking about the different signs, because it's the planet, the element, part of the body, and the season the star sign's in, that all gives you this different information, and that's been around for a long time.
So essentially, this is what, if this is our star sign, this is what we should be eating.
Yes.
Yes.
That yes, what didn't sell it for me.
Yeah.
It should have been like, yes.
And the
but
planet.
She was like, yes.
Great accent, though. So what?
So basically, depending on your star sign.
Yeah.
You should look at your star sign and then look at this list and find out what is best for you.
Right.
So I've got a couple here.
Okay.
All right. Now mine. I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus.
Okay.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
And it says
no
here.
No matter what I do in life, I can't get away from Taurus women.
I can't get away from Pisces men. And you're all beautiful and you make me feel just crap because you're so good.
And you're all buttheads.
Sorry.
Taurus women.
Now it says here, they love feeding people. And this is the time of year where everything is fertile and growing. Obviously, different season over there. Right?
Yeah, but hang on. You love feeding people?
I love feeding people.
Just not stuff that you've cooked.
No, I like feeding them stuff that I've cooked.
They just don't like being fed stuff that
no,
you've cooked.
Shut up. So it says here that Venus rules apples, pears and berries, so fruit is a safe bet. As are earthy vegetables such as artichokes and asparagus. I love artichokes and asparagus, right?
Okay.
Now, it also says here, look, this is what to avoid. And it says overindulgence. So straight away, I'm triggered. Because I know what you're saying, Sally. All right. Taurians usually like puddings and don't want to hold back on things they enjoy.
Okay.
But they can put on weight easily. If they want to stay fit and healthy, they need to avoid large portions. You know what? I see what you're saying, but I don't appreciate it thrown back in my face. Okay?
Isn't that also like everyone? Isn't she just saying
no, but it is a very Taurus thing to do, especially in winter. Oh, we hibernate. Give us all the food and we will just go in a hole and keep on eating.
Speaking of me being a Piscean, can I guess? Is there somewhere in there a little subsection about caramello koalas and lolly snakes and Rocky Road muesli bars?
That's an oxymoron.
Like
Rocky Road muesli bar? That's an oxymoron. This is what it says here, right? You're a Pisces.
Yes.
You're connected to the sea. So
your
diet should include fish, seafood with creamy sauces, and fish oil supplements. As animal lovers, you're often vegetarian or pescatarian.
Ah.
Well, you're not, but your wife
I'm
is.
Married
so,
to one,
so
yeah.
Exactly. They're imaginative and artistic, so they can be very good at creating meals. And their romantic nature means they need to eat in a relaxing, stimulating environment. Well, you can see probably what star sign Sally is.
Yeah.
Because she's so nice to the Pisces.
Yeah, no, we win. We're so much better than you.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I am backing Granny Daffy. She is 94 years old and she has had it with certain toilet paper companies.
Okay.
One in particular.
Mad as hell and she's not going to take it any longer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. There is a common problem with new toilet paper rolls that she has discovered. And she's like, you know what? I'm over it. And at 94 years old, I don't have to put up with it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? So I'm going to do something about it. So the company in question is Kleenex.
Okay. Good people.
I mean, yeah. I buy Kleenex. Great.
I mean, they've been there for me certainly over the years.
Yes, they have.
When I've
they've put really
in the hard needed it.
Yards.
Really, you know, when no one else would be, put
yeah.
it that way.
Yeah, literally no one else would be. Anyway, Granny Daffy and her granddaughter Melissa. Melissa's obviously set up the camera for this one, and Granny's got a little placard and she's got a message that she's not going to stand for it anymore.
It takes you nearly 5 minutes to undo the toilet roll. Look at that. That shouldn't be like that.
A bunch of her loo rolls were without that easy-to-pull tab to unwind the paper. So with the help of her granddaughter, Melissa, the pair started a movement to bring back the flat.
All right, what I will say is, shut up, Koshy.
She's bringing back the flap. Okay, she's decided this is a great little viral trend.
Yeah.
And her granddaughter said, yes, hashtag that, Nan, hashtag bring back the flap. She started a viral movement, and no, I don't mean with her bowels.
Yeah.
I am across this. I am backing her. Remember back in the day, it used to be easy with certain rolls, not all rolls, to find, okay, this is the start of the roll and here we go. Or maybe you open it and it just kind of starts unrolling itself. Why do we have to have it that it is like sutured down almost the start of a toilet roll? It's like trying to start clear sticky tape. No.
I reckon.
Why is it so hard? You end up wasting so much paper because you're like, oh, here it is. And you cut it. You're like, oh, and then you've gone one ply too deep. Now you're rolling with 1.5 ply.
Mm.
And then you're like, oh, just
yeah,
continue
fair.
Roll.
That, it's that a does, whole. That does happen.
It happens.
I don't remember a time when things were better, though. If you had to ask me without context if things had changed, I would say, no, it's always been like that.
You know what? Some traumatic events we hide inside.
I reckon there's bigger fish to fry, just
get
quietly.
Behind the movement. Bring out the flap.
Yeah,
no, sorry. Bring back the flap.
Don't bring out the flap.
Don't.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Some big stuff's been happening on Drive.
Mm.
Yes, Josh's partner has birthed a baby.
Yes.
Beautiful Polly.
Yeah. Little bubba. Mm. And so he's taken some time off, as you do, and stepping into his place and steering the ship and doing a wonderful job with Herbie from 4 o'clock weekdays is Lee Coolman, who is no stranger to these parts or this station. He joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Sorry, guys. I'm a bit sick. I'm just... You're obviously calling me on the worst day possible. It is... National Sickie Day.
Yeah. Well, this is what worries me, Coolman, because it's like you're chatting to the boss here, but you're pushing National Sickie Day. I mean, we don't have time. I didn't have time to call in because I'm already here.
Yeah.
I've only got another 45 minutes to call in sick. You've got the whole day. So are you planning on telling Tom now whilst you're here that you're not coming in this arvo?
One of the rules with pulling a sickie is you actually don't leave it too late. It's all about preparation, as we say on National Sickie Day at the National Sickie Day Office or the NSDO. If you're going to take a sickie, you really want to get your money's worth and bang it up against the public holiday. So this year, that's exactly what we've done. I mean, why waste a sick day on actually being sick when you can fake a sickie and support the cause?
Exactly.
So the first NSD, the National Sick Day, we're urging all able-bodied Australians to stand up, then lay down, then call your boss and fake a cough to have the day off. Enjoy the four-day long weekend. I mean, 10 out of 9 doctors can't be wrong when they said, you know, if you're going to fake an idea and get behind an idea that has absolutely no merit or charitable organisational links, this would probably maybe be it.
Yeah.
But don't take our word for it. This year at the National Sick Day Office, we have a celebrity ambassador, the late Prime Minister and General Pants Man, Bob Hawke. And this is what he had to say about National
Sick Day. I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
Of course, the great Bob Hawke. Well, you've sold
great
me.
Bob Hawke.
You've sold me. I just wish I had more time.
Well, that's the thing. Is like we spoke about it the other day. A little bit of preparation. You got to start on Wednesday, Thursday. Tom and I know someone who used to work at K-Rock who would often call it in. You could tell when he was about to have a sick day. And so that's what we've been warming up with. And I often get stopped down Moorabool Street and people ask me, they go, but I've never pulled a sickie before. You know, usually when I have a cold, I just have an apple and walk it off. What sickness should I call in with? And here at the National Sick Day Office, we fully endorse pretty much all sickie excuses. I mean, you've got your standard run-of-the-mill stuff from your migraines to your diarrhea. But maybe this year, for the very first National Sickie Day, you want to go a bit more flamboyant, a bit more flaming. You want to
flaming
celebrate.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, well, not even that. You want to go real high-end. Maybe you want to call in debt. If you think you can pull that off, still come in on Tuesday and get your four-day-long weekend, we fully endorse that.
It's very Jesus of you, is what I would say. Different public holiday.
Different long weekend. 4 days, though, still.
Mm.
4 days. Well, I thought what we might do is we might run through a couple of little scenarios for those of you wondering what symptoms that you should call in with, how you should call in. If you're sitting home, you can grab a pen and a paper and you can write about some of these symptoms. We're going to run a little bit of a scenario game with you guys. I'm going to call in with some symptoms and you guys are going to basically guess what I'm calling in sick with. Are you ready to go?
Okay, let's do it. There's a bit of mood music.
Your buzzer is your name. Here we go. Sickness number one. Oh, hey, guys. How you going? Yeah. I'm so tired.
Loggy!
I've just been feeling...
Loggy. Sorry.
You went
too
early.
I was going to say depression.
No.
Okay. Sorry.
There are no jokes around depression, by the way.
Okay.
I've been feeling super flat for a couple of weeks. You know, the weirdest thing is I've been going to the toilet a lot as well.
Okay. Is it...
My breasts are really tender and swollen to the touch.
Go on, Tom. You know this better than
flat. Are you pregnant?
I am pregnant.
Yes.
Always a good one. Tom won. Loggy jumped in a little bit too early.
Sorry, I got too excited. I'm like, I know those symptoms.
Yeah. Maybe you might know this symptom. Here we go. Number two. Oh, God. This is super embarrassing. But it hurts when I urinate.
Loggy!
Got this.
You're in tract infection. I know it well.
No.
Oh, my God.
A little bit too early.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Here we go. We'll keep going. I've got some itching around my bum. This is super embarrassing. I don't want to admit it, but I've got some yellow stuff around my mummy daddy button too.
Oh, my God. This is Tom Country.
My partner also has the same symptoms.
Okay. Well, so it could be anything from a range of... The clap.
Yes.
I don't even know which one that is, though.
You've got gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the clap?
No, gonorrhea.
Clap's chlamydia, but I think it's all
okay.
The same.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to give us a point for that.
There.
Okay.
None of us want it. We'll go for the final one. Here we go. Number three. Buzz in when you think you've got an idea or just buzz in early like Loggy's been doing. Here we go.
You know what? I'm going to woo back.
Don't let him roll his
back.
All right, guys, I'm not feeling too well. I've got spots all over my arms and my face. I suffer from a lack of pigmentation in my skin. My hair is really red.
Tom, is it like lingiitis?
It is. Gingivitis. Congratulations.
Gingivitis, there you go.
Gingivitis.
All right.
Amazing. Cameron Ling on supporting National Sickie Day, one of our other celebrity ambassadors. He's already taken today off.
Yes.
That's the sort of spirit we love to see from our celebrity ambassadors. So congratulations to Lingy.
Yeah,
National Sickie Day today, guys. Get involved. It's as easy as one, two, three. It's that easy. Have the day off. Enjoy it. Get your four-day long weekend.
All right. Thank you so much, Lee Coolman. And we'll catch you from 4 o'clock this afternoon with Herbie. Oh, maybe we bloody better, mate.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I've been hanging out all week to do this. Fun fact. Yeah, I've been hanging out all week because every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, They'll say, hey, let's give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously good at their jobs. They're full of fun and interesting facts.
I tried to be hype up,
yeah, I know, you kind of threw me a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it was all my fault. Yeah, no, you're right,
Nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with me. I'm sorry.
Do you know where Nova Scotia is?
Yeah.
Where?
Nova Scotia is
Canada?
Yes, it's on the border of Canada and America. It's right up the top there,
okay,
where Niagara Falls is. And the reason I know where Nova Scotia is, because Die Hard 3 had it as part of it.
Sure. I thought you were going to say you've been there. Town planners in Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, which is a town, seem to have run out of ideas. There are streets there named this street, that street, and the other street. And they're all linked to each other down the waterfront area.
That's easy.
Yeah. Mice find being near bananas stressful.
Oh, the protein? No. What do bananas give up? Potassium.
Potassium. Also, you know how cats are afraid of cucumbers?
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah. Mice are afraid of bananas.
Right.
Thought that was interesting.
That is a fun and interesting fact.
The official KFC Twitter account follows 11 people, 6 men named Herb and 5 Spice Girls.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma, it's illegal to eavesdrop in order to gossip. So you can actually be, you know, prosecuted for that.
They wrote a whole musical about it.
Oklahoma. Whip crack away.
No.
Bees are now legally considered a type of fish in California. Crazy Californians.
What?
And how about this? In 2017, a 70-year-old man robbed a Kansas City bank. Then he sat down in the lobby waiting for the police to arrive, stating he'd rather live in jail than with his wife. He was arrested, but then rather than thrown in a cell, he was sentenced to 6 months of home confinement.
Sucked in.
Do you want me to go on? I've got more.
Oh, yeah. We've got time.
All right, this one. We'll end on this one. It's a crazy one. In 1990, a badly installed window blew out of a BA flight, so British Airways flight, from the UK to Spain, causing the captain, Tim Lancaster, to be sucked halfway out at an altitude of 17,000 feet. Not that high, but still 17,000 feet is very high. You don't want to fall that far. The crew had to hold on to the captain's legs, so his top half of his body's outside the plane. The crew are holding on to his legs for over 30 minutes while emergency landing. All survived.
What?
So the co-pilot's like, you guys hold him, I'm going to get us down. Just don't let go of him.
Don't let go. And
it took
sky.
It took half an hour.
Park it quicker.
Just go down. Don't cut laps. That's the thing.
I'm going to take her down quite slowly. Just get her down. I'm holding on by his foot.
Well, they probably got to the runway and then air traffic control, was like, sorry, guys, you're just going to have to cut a couple of laps before we can bring you in. That's Fun Fact Friday. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact Friday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.